God bless you and welcome to the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. This is our Thursday evening service. Father, we just thank you for this wonderful day and we just give you praise in Jesus' name. I'm going to ask Micah to continue the prayer.
Lord, thank you for this time that we can come before you to worship you and you receive from you a word from heaven, Lord. We pray for your mighty anointing on Brother Freedom, that you would fill him with words, Lord, and open up our ears and the ears of every listener throughout the internet in Jesus' name. Amen.
And you know, if we was living as a person that wasn't saved, had never heard even the Bible, what would you think because of things? I tell you, you could be a blind man, and if you've lived here very long, you know that things are not the same. There's troubles every place you look. There's heartaches. There's sadness. There's a fading away of the dollars. Things are not like it once was. And if a person cannot see that, they're blind. But truly, that's here. And if I was not a student of the Bible, I would be wondering what's happening. But the Bible says if we all study the Bible, and we should be studying it, we should look to it for our strength, but I believe for all people is the guideline that leads towards God. And through God, we receive Jesus. We receive the fullness of the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. But the Bible, it's been written for many years. It's a period of time, probably around 6,000 years from the beginning to where we are right now. It's recorded of all the happenings, the things that's taken place, and how God came down, moved upon his people in a mighty way, and he moved on Israel. And if we would take all these particles that come out of the Bible, they're very graphic in direction, because we find out that God is a God of, he knows all. He made this world that we live in. He made all mankind. At the day of the Tower of Babel, he confounded the languages there, and all the different languages we have today arrived at that time. Things have went in a direction because God says in his mighty word, there's going to be a great falling away in the last day. He says that perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of themselves, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient, unholy. Look about unholy. The Bible says, without holiness no man shall see or please God, or even see God, without holiness. And that means a holy desire to do God's will. You might say, what is the holy desire? It's to shun the very appearance of evil. And as I read it, we're, as God's children, we're supposed to get to where we detest or hate. That word I hate, I don't like, but we're to hate anything that's evil. God gives us that, but we have to hate evil. We have to hate the things that come against mankind for good. It's the things of the enemy. We hate his ways. God give the enemy full power, basically, on earth. But Jesus came into the act about 2,000 years ago when he was crucified upon the cross. And when they took Jesus' life, they said if the evil had known what they did, they would never have Jesus crucified. It gave us, as the believers, power to defend. And Jesus went and set the captivity free. It was in a vault, sort of, it was a holding place for the people in those times. But Jesus went down and set the captive free, and Jesus bound the parts of darkness. And this is the power of God that came in to invade. So the church has some power. The church would not be weak, but be strong. Man would do the will of God. And so there's been a diluting, a melding away of, I believe, of the power. This, I'm saying that by myself now, but I believe it. It's like taking chocolate, brown chocolate, and putting milk in it. The more chocolate you put in, the browner it gets. And that's where we are with sin. It comes in a little bit, and pretty soon we're affected with sin. The Bible says that sin is reproached in any nation, anybody. Sin is something that brings us down to a place that we're missing what we come here for. Really, we was all birthed to come know Jesus. And if we miss that, we're missing God's goal that He called for man. But truly, like He says, there's going to be a great falling away. Many are going to miss it. But still not God's will. He don't want it. He wants us all to become, to know Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, that we will have that hope. That Paul said we need that hope above all things. Hope in the Lord Jesus, that power of the risen Savior that alive, that makes us alive in Him. Christians, if you have God, make a difference. Your life makes a difference. Because what you do, if you're where you should be, you come against principalities, powers, about spiritual darkness, your prayers are effective over those things. So we need to get to that place where we can do the will of God. He says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put you on the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. For wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. Those are things that we war against. We don't see it, but they're there for us to do defense. We're like an army that's coming against any invading nation. Say if this country, they come in, we'd be the ones to defend. And that's what's wrong. When principalities and powers of darkness come in, we're to stand up for God, with God on it. And if God be for us, who can be against us? Greater is He that's in us than He is in the world. God wants to be strong with our values, our principles, for our habits. You know, there's going to be some good habits and there's some bad habits. A good habit is, if you want to call it a habit, is loving God. You're forever praising, I will bless the Lord at all. His praise shall be continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast of the Lord. Those are the things that we should have a abundance of God's glory. I will bless the Lord at all time. And that's why the Bible says we need to put Him first. He says, have no other God before us. So that's why when we get too involved in the world, what we're doing, we're getting ourselves over here into something that God's not with us. And we cannot fight the good fight because we're lukewarm. And we can't come against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness, all those bondages that comes upon mankind. And that's why our world has come to the place now, it's hopeless. I'm saying it because man has left this. It's like an invading army is coming, swept up. And the enemy's over everywhere. Well, you don't see him, but he's here. His powers are here. He lets you do the very thing that you think you can get by with. And then the last day, he'll just cut you off and you've lost out. He's very treacherous. He's very mean. He's very ugly. But don't you, no, out there, pastor, don't you think you can come against him? Because you cannot, only with God's help in you. And anybody, we have to stand in the Lord. Without Him, we're naked. In Revelation, it says that our nakedness come upon us unaware. And our shame will be shown. See, we lost our shield. We've lost our protection. We lost our gardens. Our immune system. And any time we come against the things of God that keep us and maintain a life of above reproach, we're missing it. And with that, we start failing God. And you know, the enemy is so treacherous, he'll say, oh, you're okay, you're okay. Just keep going, you're all right. And when you get down through life about 15 years, if the Lord permits, it's hard to catch back up then. See, we have to seek God every day of our life. We have to call upon Him. Because it's your soul as a state. And if we don't deal with this every day of our life, we're going to miss something. First of all, you don't have the power. You're very weak. You're very anemic. You're very without power with the anointing of God.
The glory of God is real. His power. And I've never seen anything happen for miracles without that heavenly language invading. Oh, I feel it all over me right now. Just hook. You have to feel what I feel. If you take me to heaven right now, it'd be glorious. God is good. But this world is what makes us fall apart. We live in a place without God's help. We can't cope with it. Anybody cannot cope with what to live above reproach. And compromising is living where God wants us to live. He says, come out from among them, be separate. That means in your motives, in your separation to God, I'm not ashamed to serve Him. I'm going to call upon Him because, well, my God's near. I lift my eyes to the hills. Whence comes my help? For my help comes from the Lord. Be not deceived, but God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. So if you get out here and start sowing a lot of, it's okay, it's all right, it's going to be all right. Pretty soon you're lukewarm and you've compromised. And I don't think that you can serve God and compromise. I believe it. I believe you've got to come all the way. There's an old song, all the way my Savior leads me. And God wants us, He says, we have to lay aside every weight and sin that does easiest to set us, and let us run that race with patience. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abound in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain. God is calling the people to come because it's coming soon. We are not looking for what's before us. God's coming back through the clouds. I wish I served God more. Brother Freedom, yes, I failed God many times. But the answer is we've got to keep going back to God. God will forgive you. But what the problem is when you don't ask for it, when you let it get in the red area. It's like letting your bank account get out of where you've got more debits coming out than what you got in it. We got to keep that up to date with God all the time. So I don't care who you are, you've all failed God. We all fail God in our attitudes, and somehow our character, there's some things that are not really pleasing. So we don't go around comparing notes because God don't want us to compare notes. He's the answer. But I know that I'm a sinner saved by God's grace. And I don't believe in where to continually go out here and do things wrong, but I do know there is a way that we got to keep seeking God every day because things deteriorate. Somehow our values deteriorate. Somehow that we don't keep that longing to do the will of God. I lose that. And I say I lost at times. It just happened. Right now I don't feel like as hot as I should be. But now I can blame myself, but I'm not physically. But one time, I have to say that I failed God in that area. I've seen great medical things, and then pretty soon I'm not careful. I go back into, that's where mankind we are. We're made that way. And that's why we got to keep seeking God. It's like coming up on a mountaintop. We just got to claw and stay up there on that mountaintop. We're not going to get off, but if we're not careful, we fall off again. We have to get back on it. And I believe that's the secret why there's going to be a lot saved in the last hour, because there's a lot of people say, oh, I'm okay. And that right there will get you. You got to have in your heart, if it wasn't for the will of God, if it wasn't what He helped me day by day, I could not make it. I'm a castaway without God. I'm a nothing without God. I have to work what I have the day that He takes me home. And I believe He's saying that to people. Awake. My coming is soon. Be ready. And no longer go in your own ways. But seek me. Or seek that higher road. That way that leads you to a higher calling. To be that blessing that called you to be. See, there's the will of God that needs to be brought out in us every day of our life. I have done some mental crazy things, but I did them. And then the Lord said, do something else. I've had on-street ministries, I've been in jail ministry, prison ministry, and all I've been, when God says stop, I stop. I think any ministry that we have should be open, shut, and closed by God only. I believe our callings are without repentance. God has a purpose in each one of us, of our life, every day that we live, because where we are, we can help someone else along life's way. And we need to be ready to do the will of God. Most people are not prayed up close enough to hear from God. So they have to take it just by the natural way and say, well, I just want to try to do your will. But God has a way that He can speak to your heart. You need to develop it if you can, because it does help you. And it helps you to process you to be where you're in doing the will of God. Even then, it takes a forever longing after God. Sometimes you have to, doing God's will, you have to not do some things. Remember, some things you want you to do. But there's some things that you have to be ready to hear from heaven. And God said, America, arise, seek me, and you'll surely find me. Call upon me, and I'll be with you. If thou no longer art here for me, judgment will come, says the Spirit of God. It shall come. My people need to awaken. They need to awaken. That day is coming very soon when man cannot work in darkness. While it's day, men need to work. And I say my coming is soon. My coming need to be prepared, need to be ready. Because I said America is not ready. The world is not ready. But I say the Son, Jesus paid in ransom that all people could receive a blessing, an inheritance that fades not away, reserved for each believer, that they can know and have my will in their heart for always. For I'm coming to a people, a holy people, a people that's tried by the ways of the world and still living in a way of knowing the Lord their God. God said, we must be ready. We must be looking. Because that coming is very soon, said the Spirit of God. I believe that God's coming is very short. It's very sure. And we need to be ready. We need to put Him first every day of our life. We should, some degree, if it's only 1 or 2 minutes, but say, Lord, I want to do your will. And God will help you in that. I started out by, years ago, I prayed for 8 years straight. Every time I had a minute, and I drove quite a bit, and it paid off. That 8 years went into something else, and something else, and God just kept increasing, and I kept, I guess, decreasing. But I seen some wonderful things happen. Jail ministry that was unreal. Like 400 men was saved, 300 something. And I seen prison ministry the same way. And I've seen hearts of men on construction jobs coming, and I'd pray with them, and they'd get saved. God's in the way of helping us. But we all need to seek God's will. So I just want to give it, because He's the one we got to all stand up and look at someday. He's the one we're all going to stand before Him. Every is appointed in a man wants to die, then comes to judgment for all people. And I see the sign down the road here. It says, 10 out of 10 people died. We all will die. We come in as a child, but we leave sometimes. We can leave sometimes as a child, but we don't know the pathway that's ahead of us. But God wants us to, every day that we have breath, we should seek and say, Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for your goodness. Lord, I thank you that you saved me. I thank you for Jesus Christ, your Son. And I'm thankful, Jesus, that you sent, the Holy Ghost. I thank you for that power, that blessed hope, that glorious Spirit. Oh, Lord, I thank you for your wonderful thing. And Father, I thank you that you've been with us. I thank you that you protect us today. I pray that you move mighty upon your people this way. Father, I know this message is probably not very good tonight, but I just want you to anoint what I have with your Spirit upon it and bless them. Father, I pray that thy will be done. Touch your people in a wonderful way. Set them free. Father, I pray for those that are bound by habits. Set them free, Father God. Take away those that habit that has them bound. And Father, whatever their troubles is, I pray that you set your people free. Those out there today that you need to be set free, I pray that you'll be set free by the power of God this day in Jesus' name. Amen, and amen, and amen, and amen, and amen. God bless you all. God bless you and keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Clint, would you come close in prayer?
Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. And Lord, I thank you. I felt your presence here today. It's so wonderful. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Jesus.
Glory.
In Jesus'
name. Oh, glory.
Amen.
Glory. I feel it too. Wow. Boy, did you feel it, Brother Clint?
I did.
Yeah, me too.